tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Pat. Welcome back to Tip Today, 1800 938 007. The text and WhatsApp is 083 311 3311. One of our listeners saying everybody for the past year wanted a vaccine and now they don't want it. What's wrong with people? That's into Doc on 1800 938 007. All farmers can do now, Fran, is grow green grass with imported artificial fertilisers and processed slurry along with chemical sprays. All these chemicals are showing up as high levels in our water. This industry is destroying water and the air that we have to breathe. And Jackie Cahill wants to make it bigger. Generations to come will have to pay dearly for the pain and suffering that we will have caused them with our selfish greed. And that comes in from Martin. Okay, lots more into us. It's hard to see agriculture escaping, Fran, when you see what's happening in Bordemona. Most expanded dairy farms are now applying more than an articulated truckload of pellet fertilizer per farm per year, on top of hundreds of thousands of gallons of animal waste spread as well. The elevated nitrate levels are now being detected in the rivers and the estuaries around the country. Another listener says, I agree with Jackie. This is a joint venture with a Dutch company to produce a product that is not produced currently in Ireland. The danger is that the Dutch company will seek a different partner elsewhere in Europe. The action of Antashka is unforgivable. The project has been analysed in depth by the planning process and doesn't need a judicial review, which is a delaying tactic. Well, Antash, you see, if you read into what Antashka does and its statutory obligation, you can see why they're doing what they're doing, and they're perfectly entitled to do so. Anyway, let us speak to Muriel Cuddy now from Health and Wellness International. Good morning to you, Muriel.
Morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Good to talk to you today. A very interesting topic today. You're going to talk to us about being well and minding ourselves into retirement, Muriel.
Yeah, and it, you know, I suppose it was a new one on me really as well. I'd done a webinar last week with All This Money, and Kevin from the Retirement Planning Council of Ireland, and Áine Ryan from Binchley Solicitors, and it was fantastic. And you know, we think about retirement, and when we think about it, we think about, you know, 60, 65, 70, what age can I retire, and you know, have I prepped for it, and am I ready for it, and that. But this opened my eyes up to the fact that we really need to be looking at retirement like a lot younger, maybe even like in your 40s or younger in relation to the financial side. But in relation to the health side, to enjoy retirement, you need to be well. So, you know, when you finish work, you need to be able to enjoy the things that you haven't had time to do, etc. So, yeah, we need to start looking back a little bit younger and younger to what's going to happen in our later years. And, you know, are we prepped first? That's probably the main thing, you know.
Because we often hear of people, Muriel, who, you know, they come to retirement time and they pass away fairly quickly because they don't have a sense of purpose, I suppose, in some
ways. That's it. You know, one of the things that kind of frightened me was retirement is one of the most, they said, fundamentally and potentially most disruptive events in a person's life, or it can be the most beneficial, depending on how you've actually prepped for it. So, you know, if when you retire, like your whole world, and we all know when you're working flat out and you've got kids and all the bits and pieces, your social life is your work colleagues. And then afterwards, if you have a social life, it's probably what the kids are doing, as in their matches and their game times and all the bits and pieces. And then all of a shot, the kids are grown up and they're gone. You retire from work, so your social outlet is gone. Your work colleagues are still working, so they're not off during the day. So it comes to Monday morning, you don't have the work buddies to go playing golf, or you can't pick up the phone and ring them, and you know, so your whole life changes. And then you're at home, and if it's you know, depending male or female, are you under somebody's feet that has been used to not having you there? And there's just so many aspects of it to actually sit down and think about and work out, you know, can I make a plan, can I put a structure in place, you know, that kind of thing. But
and all the more, I suppose, as well, you shouldn't see whatever your occupation is as your sense of self, if you know what I mean, because when it's gone, then you're wondering who the hell you are.
Absolutely. And the other side of it is not only the occupation, but I suppose when you finish work, that just your relationship isn't up to who you are either. Mm-hmm. That you don't expect to jump back into where you would have been at 18 or 20, you know? Or the other thing as well, which is, I suppose, happens a lot of people, is in minding people that you're off work now. So, you know, your kids expect you to mind the grandkids and you're expected to pick up pieces here and there, you know, will you collect this and will you do that or whatever. So I think it's working out a plan and structure for yourself. Time management massively, you know, make sure you have hobbies that you enjoy, even if it's walking or whatever. And can you build up new contacts? Can you do that even earlier on that are not work-related contacts? You know, it's thinking about yourself, isn't it? I say that
a lot. Of course
it is. But turn the fingers back in and you know, think about your world and what's going to happen.
And it's well worth saying as well, Muriel, you're not obliged at any age to be a babysitter, for example. You know, that's not an obligation.
It's not. And, you know, it's grand to mind the kids for an hour or two, but you have reared your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, I see it in my world. I have four of them. And I say to the guys, you know, I'm not rearing yours. I'm rearing you now.
Like, I've made that quite clear as well, I can tell you. Yes, I have.
But, you know, through the whole COVID thing, I think it was one of the things that people even realised, like, my age group really realised how much we rely on grandparents. Mm-hmm. To mind the kids and everything, like everybody saw, you know, when the older generation were taken out of that circle, how hard it was. So they really need to be appreciated. But I think you need to lay down ground rules of what you can actually do yourself. The probability of living to 90 or beyond is 47% for a man and 55% for a woman. Mm. So there's a good long life expectancy there for a lot of people, you know. You need to decide how would you like to live it. And there's a little circle that they gave us the other night is in health, happiness and financial, say for your retirement. And the sweet spot is right in the middle. Can you actually get that bit in the middle, you know, that your health is where it needs to be, that you're happy doing what you want to do and plus giving a little of yourself to others, and that financially you've actually looked at how much you need down the line that will actually, you know, help you live the same lifestyle that you're living at the minute, you know. And
You're always telling us, Muriel, you know, how important exercise is, for example, but you need to build that up, don't you? Because it's no good sort of retiring at 70 and saying, I'm going to become a hill walker all of a sudden. You know, you need to be building up to that, don't you?
Well, you do. And the other thing is, and you know, I've said it so many times, your health markers aren't where they need to be if you're not exercising anyway. That's the number one. So you have to do it continually if you want to have a happy and active retirement. Yes, you can pick up any activity at any age, but how will your body actually cope? Will it be able for it? And that kind of thing. So, yeah, I would say for anybody that's not doing it now, you need to start doing it. You need to be well and healthy for you to enjoy the years ahead. Mobility and flexibility. We just regress. We lose bone density, we lose our muscles, you know, all of that kind of thing. So, and even for your mind, your mental health, you know, your mind is so active. The more you exercise, the better it functions. And we see that even, you know, with players. We always see the players that say if you're studying for the Leaving Cert, or you're in college and you're doing exams, or even people that are studying outside of college or whatever, player development, that we can really, really look at that sector, say. They play so much better at game time or at match time when they're actually studying than what they do when they're not. And that's amazing. The mind and exercise go hand in hand, because when you're actually studying, your mind is switched on. It's firing at all levels. So when you go on the field to play, your mind is still at that same level. So the two go hand in hand. It makes you perform better. It makes you exercise.
Isn't that very interesting? I'm conscious there may be somebody like a year or two off retirement, Muriel. What advice do you give?
Well, I think I would definitely start planning. That's the number one of what you want to do. So you need to put a structure in place. You know, would you like to think about doing something like volunteering? You know, you could start volunteering now, you know, coaching, mentoring, anything like that. But, you know, not to overdo it. Do it in small steps so you don't, you know, throw yourself into something and all of a shot you're in there and you can't get back out. So that should be one of the ones. But I would put a structure, a plan in place of everyday things and how you're going to manage your time. So again, people like grandkids, etc., aren't going to take over your time. Can you be productive? As in, you know, what would you say? Like learning new hobbies, you know, so your physical and mental health will come into it. Things that you can enjoy, that you'll have a healthy lifestyle. Can you make new contacts now that you'll have them down the line? And then the other thing, and this was one of the things that came the other night from Kevin, it was, can you follow your dreams? So can you at least once a year have one dream of what you plan to do that you'll do over the next 10 or 15 years? You know,
what a lovely idea.
Isn't it? Yeah. And he said things like new challenges, that you can self-motivate yourself again, that you're just thinking of what you would have loved to do down through the years, and you're going to challenge yourself, that you have a really positive perspective on life going ahead. And the other two words that he used, which I really liked as well, Fran, were your self-esteem and your worth. Mm. You're worth a lot just because you're retired and you've gone into that age profile or whatever. Your worth is still the same. So your self-esteem needs to be, you know, right, at that same level or whatever.
And, so, and that's playing back to something I said earlier on, Muriel, that, you know, when you're no longer the broadcaster or the entrepreneur or whatever, that you don't lose a sense of self, you know, just because you're not.
Yes. Absolutely. Positive attitude towards your future. That's really what it's about. If you can do the three things that I said there earlier on, as in take a look at your health, take a look at your financial, and take a look at where you want to be, the happiness side. Mm. And try and make a plan around it all then, that you'd say, listen, yeah, I want to do the walk and I have enough money. Maybe you need to have one car, move, downsize your house, you know, cancel your membership, things like that, which might need as much on the finance side. But if you start thinking about it and planning it now, at least...
Very good. And it can be a hugely happy time and a productive time, as you're saying.
Yeah. One of the stats that were there, Fran, was 95% of people are excited by the thought of retiring. You know, so that's fantastic. So people are excited about the thought, but then when it hits, they don't know what to do because the plan isn't in place. Mm. So yeah, we plan for everything. So plan for this as well.
Very good. One of our listeners asking, have you still antigen testing in place, Muriel? And you have,
yes,
haven't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really busy actually this week. Yeah. It's definitely still there. Just to call the clinic, I can give you the number there.
Yeah. Yes, please do.
Yeah. So it's 087 952-5947.
Okay, so that's 087 952 5947. All right. And there's a big take-up on that still, Muriel, I guess.
Yeah. Really, really busy. Yeah, we're really busy all day today. Yeah, phone is ringing non-stop in relation to it. So, yeah, people are being very, I suppose, proactive to make sure that they're okay in a lot of instances, yeah.
Very good. And your own website again is?
It's www.healthandwellnessinternational.com.
All right. Muriel, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Good morning to you.
Thanks.
That's Muriel Cuddy there of Health and Wellness International.